Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, May the 1st, as we get into the fifth month of the year here in 2020, a little bit of a bizarre 2020, but May the 1st it is, and you're listening to Glamrocks here on CILU. Matt Prokopchak here with you from the Glamrocks home studios, and great to have you along for the ride as always. That was Paul Lane kicking us off tonight with some music off of his 1990 solo debut called Stick It In Your Ear, and Paul would go on to other things in the 1990s, singing for Danger Danger for a spell, producing a couple of albums with them, and then going on to other solo endeavors as well, and I think he still does some work with some guys in Danger Danger, actually, so I think that relationship has stayed well over the years, even though Paul's no longer in the band. Ted Poley, the original singer, coming back into the fold there for that group, and Paul just went on to other ventures. Anyway, it all started for him with, like I say, his solo debut called Stick It In Your Ear from 1990, and the tune there was One Step Over the Line. Well, great to have you along for the ride, as we're going to give you 60 minutes of good time rock and roll to get you into your weekend here. We are going to play some music tonight from Tiger Tales, the extreme Welsh glam metalers, if you will. A great group from the UK who had a number of sizable hits in their homeland over the course of pop metal's storming of the charts. Didn't really do a lot here in North America, but definitely big stars over in the UK, and they produced some great music from that period of time, so we're going to spin something from them. Also have some music tonight on the show from Quiet Riot, but maybe not what you are expecting from Quiet Riot. No, we're going to go back to the early days of the band, the late 1970s, in fact, when Randy Rhoads was in the group, and spin something from their second release. Came out in 1978, and predated Metal Health, obviously, by a number of years, and that group's successful period of time in the mid-1980s. So we're going to go back and see what Quiet Riot was up to in their early days. Some very cool music that they were putting out. Unfortunately, nobody really heard it at the time. So we'll spin something from them, and we also have some classic material as well from Slade as well on tonight's show. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Questions, comments, song requests, shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glamroxx at luradio.ca. All right, let's get into the show here with some Poison from 1990, a very successful album for the band. It was helped by many singles off of the record, including the title track off of Flesh and Blood. Here is Poison here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Take it, I steal your love like a thief.
Originally released as a B-side, this song would later turn up on the compilation album released for the Japanese market, Banzai. Here is Tiger Tales with Murderous, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Angel, that was Any Way You Want It, off of that group's second effort called Hell of a Band, a nice little play on words there for the group that took kind of a divine image, I suppose, whereas Kiss, their label mates, were dressed in all black and with the kabuki makeup, obviously, just an absolutely iconic image for Kiss. Angel went the other route, a little bit more of an androgynous look with the makeup and wore all white. You have not lived until you've seen a band dressed entirely in white polyester jumpsuits. It's an interesting image. Certainly set them apart. Kind of maybe detracted a little bit from their musical abilities, which actually really, really were top-notch. Angel starting out as more of a progressive rock group and moving more into the glam sound very quickly after their first record, well, even on their first record as well. So they sold a few records, certainly got some notice, certainly got some press at the time in the hard rock magazines and whatnot, and were one of those groups that you could say were a bit of a template for some of the 80s rock groups as well. So definitely one of the more underappreciated bands, I think, from the mid to late 70s. Angel there with Any Way You Want It. We also heard Nick Gilder in that set with Backstreet Noise, Tiger Tales with Murderous, Teenage Head, Something on My Mind, and Poison, Flesh and Blood Sacrifice. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you. Great to have you along for the ride, as always. We're going to take a short break and come back with some music from Aldo Nova, and that's coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Danger, Danger, there with Turn It On. I mentioned Paul Lane off the top of the show, and there is the band that he would later sing for. Obviously, Turn It On there, that's off of the band's self-titled debut record that was still Ted Poley singing for them at that point. And before Danger, Danger there, we also heard some Aldo Nova with Heartless. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you from the Glam Rocks home studios. Great to have you along for the ride here on this Friday night, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. All right, Quiet Riot. Of course, they are well known, best known for covering a pair of Slade tracks in the mid-1980s, early to mid-80s, for the album Metal Health, and really securing pop metal's dominance, really, in the charts. It would be after the release of Metal Health and the barnstorming success of Come On, Feel the Noise and the title track from that record that other similarly styled groups like Motley Crue, like Rat, and then later on Bon Jovi, Poison, etc., would really dominate the musical landscape, the rock musical landscape in the 1980s. Quiet Riot themselves had a pretty short stay at the top, really just their first two successful records. Metal Health and the follow-up Condition Critical really did anything for the group. They spiraled down pretty quickly after that. But what a lot of people didn't know at the time was that Quiet Riot had two other records out that predated Metal Health, only released in Japan in the late 1970s, interestingly enough, even though I don't believe the group ever themselves toured in Japan or even went over there. That lineup of the group, the original lineup, featured Randy Rhoads on guitar, of course, the guitar hero that would tragically die in a plane crash while touring with Ozzy Osbourne in 1982. So these were some of Rhoads' earliest compositions that found themselves on these first two Quiet Riot records. And you know what? There's some pretty damn good stuff on here. Taking a lot more cues from 70s glam rock, groups like The Sweet and, yes, Slade as well. It definitely sounds different than the Quiet Riot that a lot of people became known, or that a lot of people knew, rather, in the mid-1980s. But still some very, very good material coming out from Kevin DeBrow, Randy Rhoads, and the guys in much earlier times. So here is Quiet Riot off of their second self-titled release from 1979. Here is Eye for an Eye here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
I was Yeah.
Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. That was Girl finishing off that set, covering a Kiss classic, Do You Love Me? Of course, Girl was the group that spawned two musicians that would go on to some pretty good success in the 1980s and beyond. Phil Collin, who would very quickly depart the group after their second album to join Def Leppard. And Phil Lewis, the vocalist, if you thought that voice sounded a little bit familiar, that's right. Phil Lewis was in Girl before joining LA Guns in the late 1980s. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we're going to take you out tonight with some music from Slade from 1974. Here is We're Really Gonna Raise the Roof. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay? No!
Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to another episode of the greatest 60s garage, proto-punk, freak beat, psychedelia, music you'll find anywhere. This is episode 411 of Retrospect, and I start the show this week hoping that you're all doing well wherever you are, whether it be in lockdown or not. I feel very pleased to be here in New Zealand. The day that I'm producing this show, New Zealand unfortunately has almost doubled its death rate. We're now at 0.18 deaths per 100,000 population. Compare that to 12.3 deaths for the USA per 100,000 population. We're at 0.18. Just goes to show the power of good and effective leadership. Back to the music. We've got the show underway with the Kandels, K-A-N-D-E-L-L-S, from the small town of Sandstone in Minnesota between Minneapolis and Duluth. They got their start around 1959 when two of the members formed a group called The Problems. They changed their name to The Turbans. Then 1962, they became The Kandels.